Oh, this was a really exciting bounce for Bitcoin. It climbed about 5% and got back above the $80,000 level. And the interesting part is that it wasn't mainly driven by crypto headlines. It looked more like a reaction to macroeconomic signals and currency market moves.
Exactly. The rally came as the US dollar weakened. The dollar index fell partly because markets started speculating that Japanese authorities may have intervened to support the yen.
That's such a big deal, because Bitcoin has really been trading like a macro asset lately. It feels connected to global liquidity, monetary policy, and currency flows, not just its own ecosystem.
That's a fair way to put it. A key reason the dollar move mattered is that Bitcoin has shown a noticeable inverse relationship with dollar strength over the past 2 years.
Right. When the dollar softens, investors tend to get more comfortable with risk assets. Equities, commodities, crypto, those can all feel more attractive.
The other way around, when the dollar strengthens, liquidity can tighten and speculative markets can come under pressure. That can weigh on Bitcoin.
And for people who aren't deep in currencies, the dollar index basically measures the US dollar against a basket of major currencies. So when it drops, the dollar is losing some relative strength.
For crypto markets, that can be bullish. A weaker dollar can make dollar-denominated assets more appealing to international buyers and improve the liquidity environment for speculative trades.
Exactly. In practical terms, dollar weakness often supports risk-on sentiment, and Bitcoin frequently benefits from that shift.
The suspected yen intervention added another layer. Currency intervention is often inferred from sudden exchange rate shifts, unusual trading volumes, or coordinated market moves that are hard to explain using fundamentals alone.
And if Japanese authorities are indeed acting to support the yen, the implications can go well beyond Japan. That's where it gets really interesting.
The yen has a special role in global finance. Japanese investors and institutions have historically had access to relatively low-cost funding.
So when the yen is weak, it can encourage carry trades. Investors borrow in yen and move into higher-yielding assets around the world.
If intervention strengthens the yen, it can disrupt those positioning flows and influence how capital moves across asset classes.
For Bitcoin, that matters because the market is now embedded in broader risk-on and risk-off cycles. It's not just about adoption anymore.
Traders are not only watching blockchain adoption, exchange flows, or network activity. They are also monitoring currency markets, central bank behavior, and global liquidity conditions.
So even a suspected intervention in the yen can act as a catalyst, even if it doesn't directly involve Bitcoin. That's a cool dynamic.
It also showed that Bitcoin can move in response to currency market dynamics that are only indirectly related to crypto fundamentals.
And the biggest takeaway: Bitcoin is trading more like a macroeconomic instrument than a niche digital asset. It moves with risk sentiment, interest rate expectations, and dollar strength or weakness.
It also tends to benefit when global liquidity improves and come under pressure when liquidity tightens.
That said, it's not simply a copy of traditional markets. It still has its own structure, speculative dynamics, and community-driven narratives.
But the fact that a weaker dollar and suspected yen intervention helped push Bitcoin back above $80,000 shows that macro forces are now central to its price action.
In many ways, Bitcoin is being treated as a high beta expression of global liquidity. When investors expect more capital to be available, it tends to rise. When they expect tighter conditions, it can fall more quickly.
That macro framing also explains why analysts remain divided on the outlook.
Some see the weaker dollar as a sign that risk appetite is returning and that Bitcoin could keep gaining momentum. Others think the rally is more about short-term positioning than a durable macro change.
That disagreement is understandable. Currency markets can be noisy, and a single move in the dollar or yen does not always translate into a sustained trend in crypto.
So looking ahead, the key question is whether the dollar weakness continues or proves to be just a temporary reaction.
If the dollar index keeps drifting lower, Bitcoin may find additional support from broader risk-on sentiment. If the dollar stabilizes or rebounds, the upside could stall, especially if other markets begin showing signs of caution.
Traders should also watch for official commentary from Japanese authorities or further unusual moves in the yen. Suspicion of intervention can move markets quickly, but confirmation or denial can change the narrative just as fast.
U.S. economic data, interest rate expectations, and global equity performance will also remain important context.
In short, Bitcoin's return above $80,000 was not just a crypto story. It was a macro story set against a currency backdrop.
The weaker dollar and suspected yen intervention helped create the conditions for a stronger risk-on move, and Bitcoin responded in a way that reflects its evolving role in global markets.
The next few sessions will be really important because they'll show whether this rally is part of a broader shift in sentiment or just another quick reaction to changes in the dollar, the yen, and the wider financial system.